Okay, we're on Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, towards the bottom. Omer of Yehuda Amar Rav, Omer of Ashi. Omer of Yehuda Amar Rav Ashi, Ein Ma'asin Ela Psulos. You don't force someone to give a get, except if there's a marriage that's, he's married to a woman who's pasul to him, like a kohen to a grusha, a kohen gadol to an almana, and so on. All these cases, the marriage takes effect, but it's also, so we force him to divorce her. And the halacha is kofin also at yomarotzani. We force him until he says he wants, and then it's considered a get that's given willfully, because one of the tznoyim of a get is it has to be done with the full volition of the husband. He can't be forced. So the Gemara says, how can you force him if he can't be forced? So you force him until he says yes. And the Rambam explains that you're not changing his mind by beating him. He really wants to do the mitzvah deep down. You just have to beat away all of the things that deter that inner rotzen from coming to the forefront. So you're not beating him into submission, you're beating him to take away the Yetzer Hara that's stopping his real intention, which he had when he came into Beis Din, of really divorcing this woman, but he didn't know it because his Yetzer Hara covered it up, his inner desire. But if you force a person to give a get from any kind of forcing, and it's not a halachic, so there's no reason why he has to give it, then the get's bottle. It's one of the problems with the prenuptial agreements, where they make knossos or whatever that a secular court can give to force a person to give a get. If there's no halachic reason why he has to give a get, there's no psak based in that he has to give a get or whatever, then the get's possible. He's the woman's still a married woman. That's called a get ma'usa. On the other hand, if there is grounds to force him, because there is a mitzvah to divorce, like in a case where it's an usher marriage, or the Beis Din decided that he has to give a get for whatever reason, so then it's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Din, then they don't have to force him. They can get, you know, their Italian neighbor to kneecap him if he doesn't give the get. They can do any means that they can to force him. It doesn't have to be the Beis Din itself that forces him. Throw him in jail, whatever it may be. Okay. Aval nasa isha v'shoyim ha'esher shanim v'lo yolda. But a case where a person should divorce his wife so he can marry another wife and have children. He's lived with her 10 years and didn't have children. So then, ain't kofinoso. Then you don't force him to get divorced. For af tachlifa bar avimi omer Shmuel, afilu nasa isha v'shoyim esher shonim, v'lo yolda kofinoso. No, even that case. Since a mitzvah to divorce her, in order to what's it called, to be able to have children. So in that case also, we force him to divorce her in order that he can have children. Or he can marry another woman. So but Lamaisa could be talking in a case where he can't afford to have two wives or whatever. So he has to divorce this one. Okay. Tznan, Eilu Shekofin Osu Lahotzi. We have our Mishnah that says these are the cases where you force him to get divorced. Muka Shchin, and a guy who has Shchin, Ubal Polipus, guy who has a bad breath or whatever. So Mishlom Ravashi Drabonik Tony Doraisa Loktoni. Right? According to Ravashi, the reason it didn't mention the cases of Psulim is because those are Minat Torah. He has to divorce her. And these are only Drabonim. So it only mentioned the Drabonim cases. Ela Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, listening Nasi Ishivashoim Eshoshonim Velo Yolda Kofin also. That's also a din d'rabbanan. It's not a doraisa that you force him to get divorced, right? Just that in order to be mekayem the mitzvah purvo, we force him to get divorced if there's no other way that he can marry another woman. Omer of Nachman lokasha haba milei habishutei. No, when it says that you force him to divorce this wife in order to marry another woman to be able to have children, that you try to convince him with words. But the other ones, you mamish beat him. So that's why he didn't mention this, because this is not the same as the other cases. So maskefilah rabba v'dvarim lo yusor evin, right? Words don't help. If you have to force somebody, you can't force them by words. You can only force them physically. So that's not going to help. You can't say that there, if when it says you can force him, it means verbally, that's not called forcing. Elomar of Abba, Hava, Habashute. Both of them are talking where you beat him. Hasam ki Omra Havina Bahadei Shafkinan law. Hacha Afalgavda Omra Havina Bahadei Lo Shafkinan law. Right, in the case where what's it called, because he has bad breath or he's a mukashrin, there if she says, I don't want you to, I don't want to get divorced, leave me with him, then we listen to her. But in the case where he wants to mekayim pur vu, it's not up to her. That's his mitzvah, right? And we want him to mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, even if she says, I'll live with him, we don't let her. She. Okay, let's see the Rashi till here. Ein ma'asin, ein kofin lahotzi. You don't force him to get divorced. Ein kofin de lo kafinan apiri the review. We don't force in order that he should mekayim the mitzvah puravu. Okay, because could be that puravu is a mitzvah sasei matan schara b'tziva. Does it say about the schara puravu? There's whatever reason we're not kofa on the mitzvah puravu. The elush kofin honey in a peer of the revealo mashma only these, but you don't force a person to get divorced in order to issue maybe the kind of mitzvah puravu. Bishlam the ravasi lo tikshe hadalo choship sulos masnis and diklishnuye the rabbanik tani hanach di sura didu lo ksiva beoraisa. Right, according to Ravashi, he could say very good. That what's it called? That why it doesn't say Mervasi? Why it doesn't say these cases of psulim in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is only talking about the Rabbanan cases. The Raisa case is not. Listening, Nasa Isha v'Shod. I mean, the Raisa lo mechayev afuke. The Efshalika chol isha cheres etzla. And Atari could marry another woman, right? Avam mit the Rabbanan kamer the cholkama the isha lo gabei lo nasi v'chrisi. We know that as long as he has this wife, he's not going to marry somebody else. Or he can't afford to marry somebody else, or whatever. So with the Rabbana, we force him to get rid of this one, so he can get a wife that he can be Mekayim Pruvu. Ha b'mile, apir v'rivi b'mile mi'asrinat. By Pruvu, we don't force him physically, verbally. B'shuti lo radinan le. We don't beat him up. Avalhanef b'shuti nomi radinan le, shi'ef shalom v'kadam. But over the other case, by the guy who has the bad breath or whatever, we beat him in order that he should give the get. Gemara says you can't say that because not beating him is not going to not call force. You're not going to be successful just trying to verbally convince him. If he doesn't want, he's not going to give in to the verbal convincing. Hasam gabi masnisan ki omra mikabal no le vahavina bahadei shakina la. In the cases of the Mishnah where he has bad breath or he's a mukashchin, if she says, "Look, I'll stay with him," then we listen to her. But in the case of what's it called of the pre-revu, there we're not doing it for her sake. We're doing it that he should mekayim the mitzvah. So she has no choice in the matter. Even if she says I'll stay with him, we still force him to divorce her. Gemara says not true. The Hari Mukashrin, it's in the Mishnah. The Afal Gav the Omra Havina Ba'Dei Lo Shafkinela. The Snan Chutz Mukashrin Neshim Makoso. When they have relations, it causes his skin to decay. A mukashchin who has relations, it harms him. Therefore, it's not totally in her. We force her, even if she says, I'll stay with him, we still, force him to divorce her, because it's not healthy for him either. Right? Uktani hasim ki omra dairna bahadei v'sade shafkinala. Right? Hacha. Afagav the Amra Darna Bahade Basadi Lo Shafkinala. Mara says no. Over there, by the Mukashrin, if she says, look, I'll live with him and there'll always be other people in the house who will never be able to have relations. So I'll live with him without relations. So it's not going to be harmful to him. And I don't really care if he's a Mukashrin, so we let the marriage stand. But in the case of Pruer Vu, if she says, I'll never have relations with him, so it's okay. That's ridiculous. I'll live with him with Aiden. There won't be. That's the problem. The problem is you want him to have relations with somebody you'll have children from. Rashi. No, Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi. Sochli Zoken Echod Me'anch Yerushalayim Esrim V'arba Muke Shrinhen. There's 24 kinds of Muke Shrin. It's not necessarily Tzoras. It's a different kind of disease. Some say it's eczema. Some say it's some kind of other kinds of diseases. Not Tzoras. It could be leprosy. You know, what's real leprosy. V'kulan Omru Chachom Tashmish Koshelohem. And having relations makes the condition worse. Ubali Rason Kosher Mikulon. Bali Rason is one of the 24 kinds of Mukashrin, and that, having relations, is the worst. It affects it the worst way. Mimai Havi, where does it come from? How do you get Rason? Rason is some kind of parasite that infects the brain that causes this Rason. The Tanya, Hekiz Dam, the Shimesh, Havin Libonim Vitikin. Right? If a person let blood, and then immediately after that, he had relations, the children will be Vitikin. Right? Weak children. Hekizu Shneim Vishimshu, Havin Libonim Bali Rason. If both of them let blood and have relations immediately after, the kids will be Bali Rason. This kind of Shrin, of Muka Shrin, that debilitates a person completely. Omra Papa lo Amrinel de lo toy midi. Aval toy midi leslanba. It's only if he didn't eat something between the time that he let blood and had the relations. But if he ate something, right, that's good enough. That'll take away the effect. Maisimone, right, how does a person who have rason, what are the symptoms of the disease of rason? Dolphin ene, his eyes are constantly tearing. The daive nechire, and his nose is always running. The isi le rira mipume, and he has saliva coming out of his mouth. That describes some people, but in any case, that has old people, I know. In any case, that's the disease. The ramu didve alayu, and he has constantly had flies around him. Umayasu say, how do you cure this disease? Omer Abaya, Pila Veludna Girda de Goza, the Girda de Ashba, the Kolul Malka, Umiskala de Dikla Sumka. Okay, so all these things, let's see if we can figure out what they are. Let's see Rashi first. Bali Rason, Sheris Yeshla Bamoko. What causes Rason is some kind of parasite in his brain. Vitikin Chaloshi. So if one of them let blood and then they had relations immediately, the kids are going to be weak. But if both of them let blood and they had relations, they're going to have kids who have rasa. Did ve'alei zvuvim kruchim achrav. There's constantly flies flying around him. Pila, it says the opposite of the person who's kodesh, flies don't come there. I remember when it first came to the first Shabbos I was here in Matityahu. I was speaking about the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and I asked Akasha, it says that, how did she know that Elisha was an Ish Kodesh? Because she never saw a fly around him. And so I asked her, if Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh, why are there flies here? They gave an answer, the difference between Kedushas Mokom and Kedushas Gavra. Meanwhile, that Shabbos, I don't know, it was in the middle of the summer, and the lul used to be that there used to be makos of flies, and the whole place was infested with flies, and they were all flying around me. So it was not a very good drasha to give. Right. So this guy has flies all over him. Okay. So now what's the cure? So the cure is like this. Pila, ace of shikorin polio. It's a grass that's called polio. The ludna is a lishina. I have no idea what that is. You have something? What is it?
It says wormwood.
Wormwood? I still don't know what that is either. Girda de goza de ashba, mashigorin min ha'or. Well, no, klipe eitz ehegos. It's the bark of a nut tree. Girda da'ashto mashigor min ha'or. It's something you scrape off the hide. Okay? Klil malka is chavatzelis. It's some kind of lily or something like that, yeah? Mischala de dikla sumka, shomer shiesh lehem le tmorim bikat nusam, ke ain shiesh le goes in tana. It's the peel around the casing around the dates when they're young. So all of these things you take, v'sholik lu b'havei hadadi, you cook them all up together, Uma'ayale lebeisa deshisha, and you put the person in a house where there's no draft, there's no wind, it's a marble house where the wind can't get in. The ilo, if you can't find a marble house to put him in, ika beisa deshisha, if ilek lo ika beisa deshisha, ma'ayale lebeisa deshav livne va'aricha, you put him into a house that has 7 brick thick walls, so the draft can't get through. The notle klas mea kosi aresha, you pour 300, right, and Rashi says that 300 is usually a guzma. 300 cups of this mixture on his head, adirafya arise the moche, until his skull gets soft. And then you can open up his skull, right? The kora la moche, then you open up his skull, since it's soft, right? Today they have saws that can do that, so you don't have to wait till it's soft. Umaisi arba tarfi da asa, you bring 4 leaves of a hadas, the madli kol chad kara, and you get the parasite and put each leaf of the hadas under one of its legs. Umosiv chad v'shokil b'tzavsa, and then you, what's it called, you put his legs to separate him from the brain under these hadas leaves, and you take a tongs and lift off this parasite. The kolile, and you burn him. The ilo hodra layu, because if you don't burn him, he'll go back into the brain. Okay, so that's how you cure rasa. Okay, Rashi. Lebesa deshisha shashayish, a marble house. Kolom amokum shein ruach sholicham. You go to a place where there's no breeze. Shev livne v'aricha shekoslo av shiva levonim zeitzol zevo ariach shuchatzi levena. 7.5 bricks thick. V'halavena shlosha tvachim. Halavena is 3 tvachim. Brick is 6 tvachim. That means that it's about 42 tvachim, which is about, 6 tvachim. So, it's about 7 amas thick. Adirafia arisa demoche, gulgalto misracheches, his skull gets soft. The nochali korbisag, then you can cut it open with a knife and make this operation. Tarfi alin, you take leaves of hadas, umadli kolchad kara, magbia raglo shel sheretz, you pick up the foot of the sheretz with the hadas leaf, umoshiv ha'olatachas raglo, shim lo yasekein l'chashiyavzi begufa litlo yino tziparna b'mocho v'yiko v'sakrum. If you don't put these hadas leaves between the feet of the sheretz and the brain, when you grab it with the tongs, he's going to stick his feet into the brain and tear the membrane around the brain. It's so with the tongs. The ilo imlo yisrafu yavzro. If you don't burn this sheretz right away, he's going to go back into the brain. Machris Rav Yochanan. Be careful, don't come in contact with the flies that a Baal Rasan has around his head, because they're infected, they spread the disease. See over here, they knew that, what's it called, there's mosquitoes, flies that bite people, get the disease, and then spread it. Rav Zera lo have yosa bezike. Rav Zera didn't sit downwind to a Baal Rasan, because the wind spreads the disease. Rabbi Elazar lo ayil bi'ohale. Rabbi Elazar never went into the same house or the same tent with the same room with a Baal Rasa. Rav Ami v'Ravasi lo havi achli mibei dahu mavua. Rav Ami and Rasi were so afraid of the contagious disease, they didn't eat from eggs that came from that same neighborhood, the same mavui. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mach michrich bava asi b'Torah. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to learn Torah, what's it called, with these Bali Rasa, and he wasn't afraid that he would get the disease. Omer ayelas ahuvim v'yalaschein imchein male alamdeha agunilo magna. If it gives you charm learning Torah, surely it's going to protect you from these diseases. And therefore, he used to learn Torah with these people, even though they were contagious. Rashi. Hazar mizvuvi bali rasam, zvuvi mashochnim alav. The flies that light on the bali rasam, kashos lahavi also choli al ishacher. They spread the disease. Vizike b'makom shemishnashiv ruach achas al shneim. Didn't sit in a place where the wind that hit the bali rasam would then come on him, because again it would spread the disease. What?
Could these flies be mosquitoes?
Could be.
Carry malaria.
Yeah, it could be. That's what he said. It's just like that. But it could be flies also. Flies sometimes also bite. They're biting flies too. Michrich behu nidbuk etzlo b'shash sholsik b'toro moshivin etzlo. He used to sit amongst the bali rasan, probably to teach them, and he wasn't afraid of getting the disease. Umuftachu shetogin atorah alav v'lo yuzak. And he was clear that teaching them Torah, learning Torah, would protect him. Okay, we'll save the next piece, the whole big maisa with Shulam and Levi. We'll finish off tomorrow with Perry.
Just a couple minutes afterward, I need to ask a question about something.
Yes, Mary, I think let's speak with somebody else here.
Take
a
check number. Mr.
Rabbi, I feel better
with
finishing another book.
Right.
Another volume.
What? We're
finishing another volume today.
And we're finishing another volume of this, too. Okay. We're getting there. Okay. We're up to Kihavi Shochiv on Ein Zayin of the Days. We're going on Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. Rabbi Shulam ben Levi used to rely on his Torah not to be affected by the contagious disease of Rasa, and he used to learn amongst people who had Rasa. Yavi Shachiv, when he was going to die, Omru le Malach HaMavah, Zil Ovid le Reuse. Right, so they tell the Malach HaMavah, do what he wants. Go and see, ask him first what he wants. Ozle Shazile, so the Malach HaMavah went and appeared to him. Omru le Achvi li Duchtai, show me where I'm going to be in Gan Eden. Before I die, show me where I'm going to be in Gan Eden. Omar le lachya. He said, okay. Omar le havli sakinach, dilma vasis li beurcha. But give me your knife, which you will use to kill people, to take their neshamas, because I'm afraid that you'll scare me on the way. So Yavanile gave him the knife. Kimot alahasim, when they came to Gan Eden, so there were walls around Gan Eden, Dalia, he picked them up over the wall. Komafile, to show him, his place in Gan Eden. Shover nofalahu gisa. So he jumped and he landed on the other side in Gan Eden. Nakte bekarna de glime. Right, so he's holding on to, the Malach HaMavah was holding on to his coat, trying to pull him back. Omerle b'shvuasa de lo asina. So he made a shvu, I'm not coming back. Omer kuchabrichu I itchula shvuasa nehada. If he ever made a shvuah and was mischarit on it, then he has to go back. Okay? Because then, obviously, his shvua is not ironclad. Lo nehadar. But if he never made a shvua that he was shoel on, he always kept his word, then we're not going to make him, be shoel on this one either, and he can stay in Gan Eden. Omer le havli sakinoi. So the Malach HaMavah said, okay, give me back my knife. Lo havi koyohivle, so he didn't want to give it back. Nofka baskola v'omrele havniale. A baskol came out and said, give it back to him. The misboy libraisa, needed for other people. People have to die, so give him back his knife. Machriz Elio kame, Elio anovi received him. According to simple meaning, he got into Gan Eden just like Elio anovi did. So Elio anovi, received him. Ponum makom lebar livoy, ponum makom lebar livoy. Make place for Yeshua ben Levi. Also, Ashkechel Reb Shimon ben Yochai, to have a Yosef al klasos or tachtechi pisa. Found Reb Shimon ben Yochai was sitting in Gan Eden on 13 pillows. Omer le, atu bar livoy, are you the one that are making such a commotion about over here? Are you Yeshua ben Levi? Omer le, hey. Nira Keshes Biomecha, was there ever a rainbow in your generation? Omer Lehe said, yeah. Then it's no big deal to make over you, because Kesh is the sign that the world deserved to be destroyed, and the Rabban Shalom just didn't do it because of Yeshua, and in the generation of Tzaddik, in the rainbow doesn't appear. Some say it doesn't mean the regular rainbow, that's a prism. You can make it in your sprinkler system too, a rainbow like that. It means there's a double rainbow, a reflection of the rainbow, spiritual reflection. That's the shadow. Did that appear or didn't appear? Velohi, it wasn't really true. Velohavi, velohavi, midi. Elasover, lo avzik tivus lenafshi. Right, halachas, you're allowed to lie for anivus. If somebody asks you if you learned this mesech, you're allowed to say no, even if you did. So here also, he said that the rainbow didn't appear, did appear, but what's it called? Really, it didn't. But he didn't want to brag. Could be also that the regular rainbow did appear, but the spiritual rainbow didn't appear, and he was referring to the regular rainbow.
I didn't learn Shas.
Huh?
I haven't learned Shas. Such an honor.
Oh. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Okay, let's see Rashi till here.
We're
going to speak about it. As soon as we see if we finish the parak, we'll speak about it. Okay, where are we up to? Kihavi shochiv, kishigiyaz manali potter. When the time came for him to die, so they sent the Malach HaMavis, and they told him, before you kill him, do what he wants. Before I die, let me see in my lifetime where my place in Gan Eden is. Shavar Kaviv jumped over the wall and got in there. Right, if he ever was shoel on a shvua that he made, then he can't stay there. But if he never was, then his commitment is a commitment, and if he committed himself to stay there, we're not going to stop him. Tachtiki, I think is pillows. Plishtil. What does it say in the English? Sitting on 13 rows of pillows? Something like
that. Yeah, fine gold.
Okay.
Fine, 13 chairs of fine gold.
It says 13 chairs of fine gold. Okay. Imkein les at barlivoy. Ein atoroy lichruzesh anishomea. Then there's no big deal about Yeshua ben Levi. Make place for you. Shakeshes einu ela os bris shelo yechrev ha'olam.
It was like a pyramid.
Uh-huh.
So that's what he said on top.
Okay. V'im yesh tzadik gomer b'dor ein tzorech os. You don't need an os if it's tzadik. Then the world doesn't deserve to be destroyed. That you need an os that the Rabban Shem Shvua kept it from being destroyed. Okay. Lo havei midi, lo nira keshes b'yom. The truth was that the keshes wasn't seen. But he said, Al-Tzanivas, he said that it was. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa shush bine havei. Right, Rabbi Chanina ben Papa was a good friend of the Malach HaMavis. Ohavo v'rogel etzlo Malach HaMavis. Right, the Malach HaMavis was, what's it called? Malach HaMavis is the Satan. Is the Malach HaMavis, and he's also the, what's it called, the Yetzer Hara. So he was good friends with him. He was able to get along with his Yetzer Hara very nicely. When the time came for him to die, Rabbi Chanir bar Papa, Omru le Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovid le Rus, said the same thing to him. Go and do what he wants before he dies. Give him his last wish. Also le Gabev, his Chazile, so he came to him and appeared to him. Omru le Shavki Tautin Yomin Adinahara Tamudoi. Leave me for 30 days. Let me live another 30 days till I have a chance to chazer over my learning. The Amri Ashri Mishabola Kanva Tamuda Biyoda. Because the first thing you do is give you a bechina in the next world. I want to be prepared for the test. So let me have a chance to review. Shavke. So he let him go for 30 days. Lebosu talten yomim also ischazile. After 30 days he came and appeared to him again. Omerle achvi li duchtoi. He said, show me my place in Gan Eden. Just like Rabbi Shuv ben Levi asked. Omerle lachi. It's okay. Omerle havli si kasatinach. Dilma vasis li borcha. So he tried the same thing. Give me your knife, so I don't be scared on the journey. Amar leke chavruch boys lemevedli. I already made that mistake once and gave my knife to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right, nothing doing. Amar le I see sefer Torah v'chazi miyka midi dechsid be deloki amti. He says, bring a sefer Torah. If you can find one thing in the sefer Torah that I didn't do, right, then amar le mi karchus bebali rasa v'sakte b'torah. He said, did you sit amongst these contagious people and learn Torah, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi did? But nicely, he wasn't on that madrega, so he didn't give him the knife, and he didn't take him to Gan Eden or whatever. Even so, kinoch nafshe ifsikle amud de nura ben didili alma. Ugemire de lo mifsik amud de nura el lechad bedora, or the train bedora. When he died, so a pillar of fire separated between him and all the other people. And we know that, Morris says, we have a Kabbalah that it only happens to one individual in a generation, maybe two, that stand out or fit for such a covet. Korav legabei Rabbi Alexandri, but the Maaseh, they wanted to bury him, and they couldn't because the pillar of fire was separating. Omra asei b'shvil kvod chachomim. The kvod chachomim, that they should be able to be osik in Levaya, be, what's it called, go away. So the pillar of fire didn't go away. Asei b'shvil kvod avicha, said, do it to the covet of your father, right, that the pillar of fire should go away. Lo ashkach. Asei b'shvil kvod atzmecha, do it for your own covet. People want to be osik with you and give you covet of Levaya, and they can't get close to you. Istalik. Then the pillar of fire went away. Omra baya, lafuki miman, the lokiyim. Lokim afilo osachas. See Rashi Shushbino, he said, "Mi ikarchus bali rosan vasakta b'torah kedahavi ovid iu shoy masakin benafshel lechaber satorah." He went and taught Torah even to contagious people. Out to cover that Torah. What's it called? They should also learn. And he wasn't afraid that he was going to get the disease. B'shvil kovad asher shiakrivu elecha v'yas beducha v'yasasu. Well, they should be able to get closer so they can be masbid you and attend your levaya properly. Omer Abaye lafuki miman delokiyim omud zeh bo lehotsu mi'olah mishlokiyim eskolat Torah kumoshe kiyim hu'a. Why was the mood in the Norah there for being with? To separate between him and the people who weren't roy to be near him, who weren't Mekayim Kolat Torah Kula, since he was Mekayim Kolat Torah Kula. Omer le Ravada bar Masal afukim imar delo isle mak ele igre. Right? He said, no, it's to separate between him and people who didn't build a maka, right? Even that they didn't do. They are not fit to be in his presence. Velohi. Mihava hava. Vahi shaita. Who the Shadya Zika? What happened over here? Mar, who's the Mar?
Abaye.
What?
Abaye.
Rav Alexandre?
No, Abaye.
Abaye. One second.
Bali Yosemi.
Rav Adabarav is talking to who? Where's Abaye here?
Abaye is the one before.
Scroll has Abaye in brackets.
So what does that mean? The Rabbi is just reporting that the Amud de Nora came to what's it called to separate between him and
Rabbi.
Separate between Rabbi speaking about himself.
No, Rabado Bar Masno is telling to Abaye, not like you said that the Fuke.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but who is Abaye talking about? Fuke mi. Abaye said it came to separate between him and the people that.
Between
Rabbo, right. Rabbo. Right. Well, what is Makayim Afilu Osachas? Omar Evar Fuke mi Ma. Ah. He said, no, it came to separate to you. Because you had something wrong with you. The Amud and Nora came from you. The Lo Islay Michael Igre, because you have your roof and you didn't put up a market. It's not true. Abaye Vadi put up a market, but the wind knocked it down. Okay. Omri Bechanina Mitnema in Bali Rasan Bavel. Now we're going back to the Bali Rasan. How come there aren't any Bali Rasan in Bavel? Mesha Ochlin Tardin. They eat spinach, turnips, Tardin.
Beets.
Vishos and Shecher shall hizmi, and they drink beer of hizmi, I guess the hops. What?
They drink beer produced by hops that grow on prickly shrubs.
Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Meima Eimet Soroim B'Bavel. So they're healthy people. Why aren't there any Eimet Soroim B'Bavel? Meishochan Tardim V'Shosin Sheikha V'Rochim B'Mei Poras. So they're healthy people. They don't get these diseases. See Rashi. Omer Abayel Afukim Mandalokim Omud Zeb Bova Hotsim Miolam Mishalokim Eskola Torah Kamoshikim Hu. Shall his me shematilim bok shows shigodl be his me. The hops grow on thorn bushes. Okay. So now the Maisa, there's two sheetahs in how literal this is. One sheet is it's a literal thing, but just like we see by Eliyahu Navi, it's possible to go into Gan Eden without dying. And that's what happened to Eliyahu Navi, it happened to Rabbi Shimon Levi. And it's literal, and there's all different shailas. It was his wife mutter, never died. Right, so is his wife mutter or not? There's a Trumas Hadeshim that says by Eliyahu that his wife was mutter because Eishes Ish and not Eishes Malach. So he's not a person anymore. So the Kedushin is bottled because he was not a human being anymore. Right, Shailat is Chayv and Mitzvah up there since he never died. Right, Pashta, since he's not a body anymore, he's not Chayv in physical Mitzvahs. What? So that's one sheet. That Takavi can be taken literally, and we see that it can be taken literally because Eliyahu Novi had that exact same thing. Right. Now others, the Maral says, no, it's not a literal thing. He died, regular death, but the Shaila is how he died. In other words, death means that the Malach HaMavis comes and there's a separation between the body and the soul, and there's a breakdown of a person's physical and spiritual harmony. And by Yeshua and Levi that didn't happen. The Michtam Eliyahu explains, says it by Rabbi Akiva too, that Rabbi Akiva didn't die because they killed him, the Romans or the Malach HaMavis. There's a Madrega person can reach where he graduates into the next world because he reaches such a level that his neshama separates from his body without having got to be a breakdown. But it's just a graduation to the next level, and you reach that level by being so high in this world of knowing ain't old milvado, that you just can't exist anymore on a physical plane and you exist on a spiritual plane. But so the shaila is only how he died, right? Did he die because of the Malach HaMavis like normal people die? And then there's an idea of tumba and whatever that represents a something negative, just like Adam Arishim was niknas, that he had to die. His physical side had to what's it called, decompose, and the neshama had to go for its kapara. Or no, he reached such a level that he just graduated into the next world. He graduated to the next stage. And that's what it means he went alive into Gan Eden, not literally. But it meant that he didn't have to pass through that stage called Misa. So it's not that he didn't die, he died and they buried him or whatever, but Lamaisa, the way that he died was a completely different way than normal people die. What happened to him, his body and the neshama, was different than what normally happens to people's bodies and the neshama, and therefore his death was almost like going alive into Gan Eden. It was a transition that was immediate and not something that had to go through the stages of what we call death. So it's not to be taken mamish literally that he jumped into Gan Eden. It's all allegoric to the type of death that he had, and the what's it called? And he went, and the Gemara says he wanted that he had hoped that he could bring the whole world to that Madrega and bring the Geula, take away the Sakin of Malach HaMavis, that should go back to that's what the Ramchal says by Adam Arishon, that had he not sinned, we wouldn't have stayed in this world forever. A person's supposed to go to Olam Haba, but he wouldn't have died. It wouldn't have been death. Wouldn't have to be that the body decomposes and the neshama is separated. The person would have been able to graduate to that level of being disembodied and going into the spiritual world without having to have his body and the neshama separated in a drastic way where each one then gets its separate kapara. They would have reached a level where would have been able to then graduate, make a transition to the next, to the spiritual world directly. So this went back to that Madrega of Adam Arishon, and that's what it says. The five people who nichnasu leGan Eden and Michaim didn't die mamish; they reached that level. And what's it called? He wanted to bring the whole world to that level, take away the sakin, and so that can't be.
But
the story of the knife and you need a knife, don't take it.
Yeah, you know, it means a knife means that process that we call death. He wanted to take away from the world, and in the end, that he didn't reach that level to bring the whole world with him, with the that, just himself. Okay.
They don't contradict each other really, because you hold like both shittas.
Yeah, I mean, if it was literal or not. Yeah, the shaila only is it, did he die and was buried, or no? That's it. He's gone, just like Eliyahu HaNavi, and he never died. He never got buried, and he went in mamish in his body. Is was transformed either into some kind of spiritual thing, like Eliyahu HaNavi has both. His body remained semi-physical, where he can come back into this world clothed in a body.
But he made a
sure
not to be
banane. Right, okay, yeah, I'm talking about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi can come back. He can come back either as a person, and he wears a body. The body is there waiting for him, and he can put it on. It's a semi-physical thing in Shamayim that becomes physical when it comes into this world. Or he can come as a malach. When he comes as a malach, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. He can be in more than one place at a time because he can split up the sparks of his neshama. When he comes as a person, he's dressed in that. He can only be in one place at a time. And then he comes and has all the dinim of a regular person. He can pass from shaylas or whatever, because not lo bashamayim he, because he came back into this world and dressed himself in that body that's set aside for him to become a. That's Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? Rav Shimon Levi doesn't say that he can come back. Like you said, he made sure he's never going to come out of it. So, he's there. He's there as a lechor, as a malach, as a disembodied neshama. Okay. Hadron lecha madras ishto. Hadron lecha madras ishto. Hadron lecha madras ishto.
The pillars of fire, just an interesting thought. We say the kedoshim, some of them, they were burnt. They never. Was it Mishuna de Kamisa?
Yeah.
Crematories and kedoshim?
Yeah.